No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And today, let's talk about a mistake I see everybody making. Okay, maybe not everybody. A lot of people. A lot of people who swear they, you know better or can do better or are doing well. You're probably not one of them. Maybe you are. Who knows? But let's talk about this mistake. And it's this. When you're marketing your book on social media, when you are trying to connect with other people, here is the problem in a nutshell. If you only wrote text, some amount of text, like here's the pitch of my book or here's a summary of the plot, and then you drop that link to Amazon or wherever people buy the book, there's no reason to have the reader of that post look at you and go, oh, that sounds interesting, because you've forgotten one of the most fundamental parts of the marketing formula, for lack of a better word, the rest. And that's this very simple idea that if you just provide fabricated context for your book. Here's the plot, here's the story, and then a link to buy it. You're no different than a billboard we drive past at 70 miles an hour. Critical to every piece of marketing should be some human connection. Not like a weird snake oil, let's assume everybody is your friend kind of connection. I mean like a sincere exposure of who you are, a vulnerability to it. Now, the problem with social media is that too often the vulnerability we share with somebody else is how shitty everything is going. Like, oh man, how am I going to deal with X, Y, and Z, and Q, and M, and P, and R problems when there's just all this stuff going on in the world? And oh, by the way, come buy my book. That's not a very appealing strategy for making somebody else, you know, want to consume your art. Because again, the goal of your art isn't to remind everybody how shit everything is. The goal of your art is to give somebody a reprieve, a breath of fresh air, a little bit of a buffer so that they can go, oh, okay, life might suck 99% of the time, but here's this 1%. I can sit with this book. I can sit with my Kindle. I can sit and read this thing and engage with something that moves me and stirs me and matters to me. That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's the point of marketing. Now, let's attack the other side of the elephant in the room. To do that, to be that vulnerable, to take that risk requires A, tremendous courage, B, a lot of ramping up, and C, a willingness to appear occasionally silly, cringe, or stupid. I think I used the word cringe correctly in this context. Young people listening to this, let me know if I did that right. So first, courage. It's hard to expose yourself to others. You know, I don't mean without pants. I mean interior. It's hard to put that out there because there's always that risk of judgment, that risk of reprisal, that risk of complaint, that risk of being ignored and feeling like you just took this big risk and had your time and effort wasted. None of that's true. If you take the risk, even if you don't get a reply to your tweet or a thumbs up or a like or whatever, somebody out there somewhere will see it. That's the nature of algorithms. That's the nature of social media spread. Somebody somewhere will see it, and somebody somewhere can still have that engaging experience, even if they don't, you know, ding the little dopamine bell and give you 10 seconds of, you know, thrill because, ooh, I got a thing on social media. But even if they do and even if they don't, you can't control what somebody else is doing. You can control you. Even when you feel like life is out of control, you still retain your own sort of locus of control and you can handle your own shit. Whether you believe that or not, well, that's on you. But I'm going to tell you, you can handle your own shit. And it takes enormous courage to be a person in a world and on a platform that does not prioritize personhood.
It prioritizes personality, but that's not the same thing. Being big and dramatic and attention-seeking and efforting to go viral and doing and saying the right algorithmic song and dance is not what people do. It's what drones do. It's what machines do. So to push back against that with some courage, well, that takes real guts. Second, it takes a long ramp up. This isn't something you just start doing once and, you know, wait for the bus to show up with your reward. It's not like 5 minutes of work gives you 3 years of satisfaction. This takes time. It's an investment. You have to little by little, like you're unwrapping a gift, slowly, you know, reveal different parts of yourself, different parts of what you're writing, and talk about the things, talk about the failures, not in the, oh, woe is me way, and talk about the effort, and not in the, oh my God, it takes forever way, but to substantially talk about who you are and why you write and what's important to you and why you've produced the thing you've produced and the way you've produced it, as opposed to, like, you could have made a cake, you could have done an interpretive dance, you could have gotten a tattoo, you could do a lot of things to express yourself. Why'd you pick this book? Why'd you tell this story? Why did you tell it the way you told it? Why did you do first person? Why'd you do third person? Why is there a horse? Why are there chickens? Whatever the thing is, you always have material through which you can express yourself to someone else. And that takes time. And that isn't a switch you throw overnight. It's something you do a little bit in pieces, like unwrapping that gift over and over and over and over. A little bit each time until, ta-da, it becomes the sort of default action, the thing you do all the time without really thinking twice about it. Now, however, in the course of doing that, yeah, you might have to appear cringe. You might have to appear foolish. You might have to cop to some things that, you know, maybe aren't ideal and the best. You might have to say, like, you're having a rough time, or that you weren't prepared for what it felt like to get rejected 60 times, or, you know, writing this book made you stop and think about, you know, your really bad relationship with this family member or that person, and it was uncomfortable. You might have to share a few things. You might have to put yourself in a photo where you look a little dorky because the wind is blowing your hair in a funny direction. You have to be willing to embrace those things, not because it's a bad reflection of you, but because it's a natural reflection of you. Those moments where you are your most you are also those moments where you are at your most attractive, even when you don't feel it. And I'm talking about that on many different levels all at once. The idea being that your being you is something that's going to be seen by someone else. They're going to go, oh, wow, that's really, like, wild. They're not putting on a personality. They're not manufacturing anything. That's fucking crazy. That's great. I want to do that. And then, oh, they're also offering a book, but they're this person who I can get to know. Let me check their stuff out. That's the sort of casual relationship we have between selling your book and being yourself. This conflates so often by tech bros and business dicks into selling yourself, which is not what we really want to get into, because who's buying if you're selling is a philosophical question for another day. The point primarily is that, hey, you want to be the most you as often as you can, even when it's hard, even when it's tough, because it's not always going to be. I know when you're going through it, it sure feels like it, but it's not always going to be that way, because we have the ability to make new choices literally every second of every day. Sometimes they're small choices, like, hey, we're just going to put our shoes on and go outside for 5 seconds, or we're going to deal with work, or we're going to write 5 more words, or we're going to make an effort to spend 2 minutes on the clock not thinking about how much of a fuck-up we were. Make a choice. It makes a difference, but that's a different topic for a different day. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. Who knows? Give this some thought today, though. Be a person. Market yourself, not as yourself, but be yourself. Give that some thought. I'll talk to you tomorrow.